in Parshas Vayeshev, we have the beginning of the parasha, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguri Aviv, Eretz Kanaan. So the pasuk says Yaakov settled in to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi brings over here the Loshin of Medrash in Tanchuma says that Vayeshev Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva Kofat Olav Rugzal Shal Yosef Tzadikim Vakshan Leishev B'Shalva Oymar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Dayla Tzadikim Ma'ashem Esukla Olam Habel Shavakshan Shal Baruch Hazeh. So in Chazal found here L'Chura what seems to be a pagam in Yaakov Avinu, that he was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. The word Vayeshev is implies yeshiva b'shalva, and vaseis l'dayan l'tzadikim asher sukhalam oylam haba al shakshar shalom hazeh. So it's kilups a taina Yaakov, and b'melos kofzal of rugza, all these rugzas were kofzal of. So, b'emes, we need to, we don't understand the teichen, the axiom, on which the Chazal are building on. I mean, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Huryas, it says, Tzadiki yachli tre alma misani lohoin. It says, is it a problem for tzadikim that they eat in this world? What's the problem? They can have tre alamas. The Gemara says, lav kalechat zeichel shnei shulchanes. All sorts of inyanim, you find Chazal l'moshel el dvarim shadam echel perseh b'olam hazeh. You have all sorts of inyanim that are seem to indicate that a person can be zeichet to both inyanim. More than that, we mispalel every day for refuah, bracha, a lot of things like that. So what's the problem? I mean, all our tefillahs are, we're assuming that a person is going to do a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and he wants olam haba, and he also is mispalel for olam hazeh. I mean, all our tefillahs are olam hazedik, basically. So what's the problem? What's the problem of bikas eshev b'shalva? Another inyan, it says that Yaakov is keneged Torah, of the three others, Avram is keneged Chesed, Yitzhak is keneged Avoida, and Yaakov is keneged Torah. He was Yosef Aholim, he's a b'chin of Moshe, and so on. All sorts of, Yaakov is Titin Emes Yaakov, that's Torah. A lot of Rimozim, as far as say, that Yaakov is b'chinas Torah. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Megillah. It says this: you're not allowed to use a base medrash for mundane activities. So it says that Rava, you're not allowed to go in there if it's raining outside. You're not allowed to go in there just to go away from the rain or from the sun. So it says Rava, when they came to speak to him learning, it was raining outside. He went in, and he said, I'm not going inside because of the rain. But Shmaitza Boy Tzilusa, learning needs a certain Tzilus Hadas, needs a clarity of mind. So this is important for Yaakov's Avodah. For Yaakov's Avodah specifically, it's important to have clarity and not to be mevulbel. The Gemara says in the beginning of Megillah that they came to Esmei Yisachar and they said that even though they were a chacham of Kal Yisrael, the Itim, and so on, but they said that we've gone into Golus, and since we've gone into Golus, we haven't had the Menuchas HaNefesh to understand well. It says you need Shanonos, you need quiet, you need peace, calm, tranquility, in order to, for Chachma. So how do you understand it? Lamaisa, there's no stira between inyanim of gashmius, and of all the gashmius inyanim, menucha is a very nice thing. So we're not talking about something where a person is indulging, or a person is ke'ilu asking for something not his. You know, it's normal. And befrat that Yaakov's mida is Torah, and Torah requires a certain peace of mind, a certain mursa nefesh, and so on. You also find in the davening in Shabbos, we say Avrom Yogel Yitzchak Yiranen Yaakov Uvonov Yenuchu Boy. So the first of all, you see that the mida of Menucha is the mida of Yaakov. That is his mida. It's something that Yaakov on Yenuchu Boy, he gave the mida of Menucha over to Klal Yisrael. So what's the pshat in terms of what's the pshat of it if you're doing bad? Whatever it is, we say Yaakov of Yenuchu Boy. So fine, we're talking about Shabbos, but that's his mida, as opposed to Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranen, and Yaakov of Yenuchu Boy. That's his mida. No, so what's the what was wrong for him to be Kesh Menucha? The also, if you look at it, and let's translate it as crassly as we can, as pshuta, as literal as we can. Avram Yogel, Avram is happy with Shabbos. Yitzhak Irani, we'll assume Yitzhak is that's a higher. He davens, he sings Losharina. We'll assume Yogel is he's glad, happy. And Yiranein is, he sings. He's Meshabeach. Yaakov on Yenuchu Boy. I mean, what does it mean that so his avoid on Shabbos is to take a nap? I mean, if we had to ask somebody, what's the high darg of somebody's Oyev Hashem? He's Sameach, he sings, he dances, I mean, he expresses it. Yenuchu Boy is, he takes it easy. Very hard to make a verb out of Yenuchu Boy. Where's that? And another interesting shinui is, it's Yaakov Avon of Yenuchu Boy. In other words, we're Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And the midas of Avram and Yitzchak Yaakov are incorporated in Klal Yisrael. They are part and parcel of our Metzias. And the Avos Hashem we have, we yoinik from Avram. The Yiras Hashem we yoinik from Yitzchak. The other inyanim, the Menucha is we yoinik for Yaakov. Whatever we yoinik for Yaakov, Torah and Emes and Menucha. So why is it Yaakov uvon of Yenuchu Boy? It's as if the Maila of Yaakov is that's given over to the children. Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranen is not something given over to the children in the same way that Yaakov Avon Yenuchu Boy is given over. I mean, aren't we yonik all of them? So I say this mida. I mean, it should have said Avram Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranen, Yaakov Yenuach Boy, Uvanov V'chein Yasu Bonov, or some hemshich of Bonov from that. So we need to be explaining in here on Inyan, which is really, in a certain sense, it's the Teichen of Yaakov, and we need to differentiate between two Inyanim. It says No v'Nod. We have the Hefech of Menucha. It says it's No v'Nod. When Cain killed Hevel, Akash Baruch Hu told him, "You'll be a nov and nod." The Tais of Aris says Koicha, and he was. It's a klolo to be a nov and nod. What's the difference between nov and nod? So the word no means movement, and it says, Moshel, it says on Klal Yisrael, Kasha Yenua. Klal Yisrael says, "Vani oisiv bagoyim, I will move Klal Yisrael between the goyim," and it says, "Like the wheat is yanua bekivra, in Kivro with a kuf, it's the wheat when it is sifted, it jumps up and down and up and down and up and down. It's always jumping up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's called kashiyanua. So tnua is movement. So what's nod? So it's interesting. So Rashi says, it says afterwards that a kayan told Eibishter, I can't exist like this. If I'm a nov, a nod, I will. So it says, Vayetze kayan, Sakashwar gave an ois. Vayetze kayan milifne Hashem. Vayeshe be'eretz noid kidmas Eden. He settled down in an eretz noid. So Rashi says, what's eretz noid? So Rashi says, it's a place, be'eretz shekol ha-goylim nodim sham. It's a place where all the goylim go to. So it's a country. I mean, when immigrants come to a country, they settle, and that becomes... So that's no longer immigrant. America was made by immigrants and everything wonderful, but someone, once he's in America, he's an American. An immigrant is while he's in the process of immigrating. But at some point, so why is it called? It's Eretz Noid Be'er Kol HaGoylim Nodim Sham. Rashi said, Davach Eretz Noid Kol Mokum Shehoylech, wherever you went, Hoyis Eretz Mizdazaz Tachtov. Vabrius Oimrim Surimolov Zeo Shorgasachiv. Eretz Noid means that wherever he went, the land didn't want to hold him. It trembled under him and said, this is the Roitzeach. So No is the Pshat. When something is moving, it's let's give two examples. One example is I have a home over here. And I'm traveling on business or whatever it is, I'm traveling. That's called no. I'm in movement now. I'm moving along. It's a Magnus Sakon and so on. Nod is where I'm a wanderer because I have no place. So Lamashal, let's say I'm visiting at somebody's house. Let's say Hassan is a homeless person and for a few days he's staying at somebody's house. So he's not a nod at this moment. He's not moving, but he's a nod. He's a nomad. He's a wanderer because this is not his makot. In other words, Eretz Noid is a place where you can rest, you can take it easy, but it's not your place. The place says, please don't associate with you. It's like you're taking somebody who's done terrible things, but he needs rachmanis on him. He needs a place to be. So you tell him, I have rachmanis and you can stay here and rest, but you're not my guest. Don't tell anybody that you're part of my household. You're not my guest. Here, sleep and eat. Eretz Noid means there's a placeless place that takes care of the people that the etzim have no makom. That's called Eretz Noid. And it's the two pshatim go together. It's a place that you're not home. The Eretz is mizdazas and says, get away from me, you're roitzeach. That's novinot. Kineged those two, I would like to say, is shalva and menucha. In other words, menucha is a state of stability that is be'etzim. This has a place. The shalva is a state of physically being in one place, being settled, and so on. Let's give a mashal. When you have a tree and a wind is coming along and whipping up the branches up and down and back and forth, the tree is rooted. The tree has a place, but it's moving. So it's b'menucha, but it's not b'shalva. It has makom, it has where it belongs, but it's not b'shalva. So Let's go back to Yaakov Avinu. So we have two bechinas of menucha and shalva, and you have a bechina of nor and nod. The metzias of Yaakov is menucha. Yoshev aholim tells me that that's the first thing he says, Yoshev. The Maral says, when he speaks about the difference between yeshiva and halicha and shchiva, we saw it, and the Maral also speaks about tzadikim yoshvim vatarseim brasheim. The word yoshev is, as opposed to standing or walking, which denotes a certain temporary matzav, where you're not there yet. Yeshiva is where you are there. That's your metzias, that's your makom. You found your place. This is your place. So yeshiva exists in Lasid Lavoy. Tzadikim are yoshvim, because that's the menuchas hanefesh. That's the menucha, that's makom menucha. So Yaakov is a yoshiva holim. If you think about it, there's a certain type of tartar sasrin. The word ohel implies always a temporary inyan. The Navi, when it describes the nomads of Yishmael, describes them in terms of ohel. The Arvi is Yehal. He pitches a tent. That's a wanderer. What's the tziruf of Yoshev Aholim? The Aholei Shal Torah. The Adam comes for Ohel, Aholei Shal Torah. Why not Beisa Shal Torah? Yaakov is also called Bayis. The answer is Adarabba. When a person speaks of a home or a house, and a person, so in a person's metzias, the most kavudika and central aspect of his life is his home. Whether it's a child by parents' home, or it's parents and a family with their home. There is sometimes confusion between the house and the home, between the shell that contains the home and the home. A person sometimes thinks that the thickness of the bricks and the walls and so on, they determine the strength of the home. But he's mistaking the house for the home. Adarabba, if a family goes through periods that are stressful, and yet the family stays, and the family stays in one place, and the family is flourishes, that's a raya that the family is, that the home is strong, and even when the house, even when they have to pitch tent and move on. So the a yeshiv and a bias, we're not sure if the sense of menucha is the walls, which is meaningless in a certain sense, or is it the teichen? Is it the bias? That's something that one becomes a test for the other. The menucha, of all the things a person wants, we would think like this. We start out with a certain logical hanocha that's not as logical as we think it is. We ask, if a person wants to have machalas and mashkos and all sorts of wealth, all sorts of richness and indulgences, that's kris. But if a person wants menucha, that's wonderful. The Rambam says that Lasid Lavoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why we look forward to Yom Yisrael Mashiach is not for any of the goodies, it's just to be left alone, that the goyim should stop chapping us, we shouldn't suffer from nature, and so on. We should have peace and quiet, so we could sit and pursue Chachma and Emes, which is what Eid wants. The question, so of all the things I want, there is something, there's a very fine nekuda that we need to take into cheshbon and understand in the oimek of koiches hanefesh where we go wrong. We understand what's wrong with wanting things that are kind of ephemeral and indulgences and so on. But if a person wants a fancy new car, he always knows that next year there'll be a nicer car and a better model, and next year he's going to look forward to getting the newer model and the newer model. The person, faket, adrabe, he always wants to be with the times, with the latest, with the newest, with the best, with the greatest, and so on. That's be'etzem et olam hazadika tshuka. It's bad because it is that, but it's readily identifiable as such. But a person has also a dream of the perfect house, the castle. You know, it's going to be solid, it's going to be secure. We have many. It's a very, very, a person gets turned on by exciting things, and a person gets turned on by things that express a message of tranquility, peace. Basi ala nachla v'amnucha. The problem with that is, even though it's a little more edel, it's certainly a lot more edel than the excitement one, than excitement fantasy. But Meirich Gisa, it's totally an illusion, because there is nothing permanent about Olam Hazeh. The only thing permanent about Olam Hazeh is Beis Olamai. There's nothing else permanent. The tshuka that a person has to do things that are permanent. A person wants to do chesed, so he wants a big building that'll stand and have his name. It's not. There's a sense of fulfillment because it's a building. It's standing. It's forever. It's not going to be used up. Those hargushes are be'etzim olam habadik hargushes. Olam hazeh is olam cholif. There is no metzias of that here, and any projection of menucha in this world is false. We can have shalva, but not menucha. Shalva is, I'm not being buffed. So just like a ship. A ship in the yam is never be menucha, but it could be beshalva or beroges. The yam could be vayiskatze, if it could, the yam could be stormy, buffering it and pounding up and down, but it's not, or it could be quiet. And it could be easy, it could be tranquil, but it's not menucha of having found its place. There's no place on the yam. There's no place where the ship sits. It's not its place, that place. So we have two oifanim, and we have menucha, where a person should be be'etzem, but the menucha of a person is the olam haba, the loss of love. That's the mocker menucha. In this world, we can look forward for shalva, and shalva helps us. But anchored, we need to be anchored in something which is metzias. The anchor has to hit bedrock. It has to hit earth, ground. It has to tie itself around a pier. The anchor has to be tied to something that's really solid. And in the yam itself, there's nothing solid. So Yaakov, of the mitzvahs and the maisim, chesed is limited to this world. In mitzad the peula shaboy, the schar is nitzchias. But the peula of chesed, the world of chesed, is shayach to this world. The world of avoda is shayach to this world. The world of Torah, is Torah's mahus itself, belongs not here. It's part of a different world. It's something which is shayach to a metzias beyond our world, and that's why in Olam Haba, the only thing we can conceive of, the world of mitzvahs were given to us with levushim of gashmias. They don't have a makom, the meisim achavshi for mitzvahs. That's why there's no meisim mitzvah for meis. Masha'inke in Torah, which is the Havana and the Tfisa and the Pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Shayach That's the Masiftet Berakia. That is what's over there. That's the only thing that we have that's shaykh to there and not to here. In this world, a pair of tzitzis are real. They exist. Mesechtes, Menaches, the sugi of tzitzis, is an idea. It doesn't exist anyplace. Technically, the Daphne the Gemara, which are not supposed to be Daphne the Gemara, and a passion of Torah, but the idea of tzitzis, the Torah of tzitzis, is real. It's not real. In Olam Haba, the tzitzis that we have was a mashal ba'alma, and it no longer exists, but tzitzis mitzad the sugi of tzitzis, mitzad the parsha of tzitzis, that is be'etzim. That's Chochmos Yisbarach, and that's Shaykh Eva. Those who belong to that, Yaakov Avinu, needed to establish that midah. Yaakov Avinu Yenuchuvai are the ones, Yaakov implanted that the Teichen of Avodah, we find that as our Makom Menucha. A person goes back to his thing, and this is Makom Menucha. The difference between if a person is on a business trip and he walks into his hotel room, he asks himself, do I have everything I need here? Do I have this? I have it, wonderful, excellent. Now let's go on to do the business I have to do. In a house, we try to impose on it the metzias of the sense of home, the sense of the things that I want, the things that seem to me the fixed and the permanent. That's what I'd like to see in a home. I don't look at it as being something which is, what do I need? It's, where do I feel home? Yaakov Avinu belongs, that's the third midah, and it's the ultimate midah of building Klal Yisrael, is Yaakov Avinu of Yenuchubay. And then he goes back again, Nuchs Avon and Dover, Emes Emunah, Shalom Vashal, Vashavetach, all of these inyonim that he had said in Avram and in Yitzchak, Adarabba, this became Menuchadik. And let's understand a little bit some of the teichen of it. When a person is excited to see somebody, it means he likes him. But liking somebody and enjoying somebody is a long way off from that person being my wife, that person being home. It's a different expression. Faket. The excitement of the rare greeting, a long lost friend, a this or that, the other ones. The high pitch of excitement is, if anything, it might not even be an indication yet. It's sort of an absence makes the heart grow fonder type of feeling. But to take all of the avoda and to incorporate it in the menucha, to take the Torah and mitzvahs and from an ideal that is reached occasionally to a high point in one's life, switching that over to one's life, keim chayenu, that's a whole new dimension that was there before. Yenuchubay, the difference between somebody who comes along and says, "Ow, it's fantastic to learn. It's wonderful to learn. Wow, it's so great and beautiful, and wonderful." Does it last or not? It's a way to jumpstart a car, but it berachah doesn't last. But when a person takes out a gemara and there's a menuchas hanefesh associated with it, the person feels, back again to the sugya, that's something that lasts because that's the mitzias of the person. Yaakov's midah was meant to be the midah that would be final in Klal Yisrael. And it's incredible how Chazal built it in for us. Avram's midah of Yogel and Yaakov's and Yitzhak's midah of Yeranein are wonderful midas. Did not automatically inherit to the children. Menucha, the sense of things that this is what you're about, this is your metzias, that's shayach to Banav also. The things at home, the things that a parent was particularly interested in don't always pass on to the child. The father was interested in X, he's in music, the child's interested in art, or science, or whatever. It doesn't always pass on. But the sense of the normal, the base environment, this is the way we live, this is what we do, this is our metzias, those things are the bedrock for the children. Being that that's Yaakov's midah, Yaakov's midah was tested. The way in which you test menucha is by upsetting the shalva. A person who is b'menucha, because nothing ever exciting happened to him. I say somebody, he's very even keeled. Well, he was a B-plus student. He's comfortable financially. He lived in a place that no wars. So, of course, he's even keeled. When a ship is in dock, they're all even keeled. The ships don't, nothing much happens. But take a look when there's a storm. Can it still keep even keeled or not? Does it upset the teichen, or does just the outside? Does it keep whipping up the storm around, or does the thing itself turn out, capsize? That's the test. I think that's the feel of the Lashon Chazal. Loidayon. In other words, Olam Haba is the person's menucha. Olam Hazeh is not going to be menucha, as opposed to other things. Other things are in the world of tools. Can Ashirus be a tool for good things? Yes. All in Yonim, of the Shtei Shulchanes, Rabbeinu HaKadosh had everything. He was a fancy, wealthy person, and yet he said he wasn't nene one etzba from anything he had. It was all used for the right things. He composed the Mishnah. His resources went to composing the Mishnah. The Rambam is Meirich, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh is godless in everything, in Chochma and in Oisha. All of it went into creating the Mishnah. He took nothing from himself. But the one Olam Hazadik thing that is a stira, be'etzim, is where's my sense of menucha? I always say the thing we need. People speak about the doyers that were. So in accomplishments, Europe wasn't all Vilna Goins. It wasn't all Rebbe Kivegas. It was far from it. There was plenty of Pshutei Am. But the inner sense of reality, Adrabe, maybe because they weren't Yeshe B'Shalva, was very different than ours. My father used to tell me, my grandmother, she was a good woman, Aisha Tzadekis, but this was the Shigur D'Lishna. People would ask her, how are things? Yeah, we're on our way home. That was the feeling. There's a home, and we're traveling, and we're on our way home. Nobody shows off his hotel room. It's not, you work out things to be as effective as possible, efficient as possible. But the sense of menucha, the sense of where am I, that was different. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Menucha comes from someplace else. And the test for it is going to be shalva. Turn it upside down, move it around, whip up a storm. If the thing still keeps its balance, then the pshat is it's even killed itself. It's true for Torah. Yaakov, because of Torah. Torah is the only thing that gives us a sense that reality is there, not here. Let's understand a little bit about it. When a person deals with Torah in terms of technical terms, in other words, Torah is going to tell me how to cook for Shabbos. Then I'm a Shabbat Torah to hear, and the Iker is the Shabbos and the Cholent, and the question is how do I do it right? But Torah ba'imkoi is there. In other words, the Havan and the Tfisa of what Shabbos is, that was the direction of the learning in the Olam HaYeshivas. to understand that we're looking for the Shrashim, that really makes no difference. Hatman and Shahir can be done in 1,001 ways. It doesn't make a difference what, in a particular Tkufa, how it's done. I shtel it suit to a principle that's always there. Yaakov Avinu is Pchinas Shabbos. And Shabbos is, it says Yaakov Avinu is the first one that we saw. He's the first one that we saw in the Torah that is a remis to keep Shabbos. It says V'yichas Pnei'ir is Kevea Tchumin. We spoke about it once. We spoke about Pchinas Mokim. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu's brought in Shabbos, and that's why Shabbos is a pchina of menucha. It's a pchina where a person deheres. The menucha of Shabbos is dehering the menucha of that. It's the reason why you're at home, at peace, is because you're there and not here. Shabbos is a hafkor from Olam Hazeh. Usually, a person finds himself very, very frustrated by it. Let's give an example that we witnessed. When people were struck and affected very negative, very badly by the storm, many tragedies, many aspects to the Tsar. But one of the tsar people had was for weeks being cooped up, not being able to do anything. As much as the person complains about working and chores that he has to do, but a person feels he's in control. Okay, I'm going to work, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm paying this, I'm paying the other, I'm buying this, and so on. The person naturally wants to be in control to do things. Not being able to do is a frustrating experience. A person is locked in and he's not in control. So usually that's a time of tremendous not menuchas hanefesh. It's a klala. Shabbos is the same thing, and yet Shabbos is menucha, because os tisanegal Hashem v'chalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha nachl bli mitzarim. It's because we have a sense that the menucha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's understand the whole inyan and so on. A person, the inyan we're talking about is in a sense the makah bepatish of the binyan of Klal Yisrael, and it's the makah bepatish of Avodas Hashem. If we're to ask ourselves in the long run, what are the midas? What are the issues that will affect a person? What are a person's shyness? The answer is we have no idea. But there is a collective to it. The collective description of all of the nisyonis a person will go through, we can call it tiruf hadas, pizur hanefesh, they will affect us that we lose our ability, we're unsettled. And when you're unsettled, you don't do anything. A person who's suffering from pizur nefesh and tiruf hadas and so on, he's not settled. He can't do anything. Just doesn't, because he's been unbalanced. People dream of things. People dream of retirement. The dream is more, if you think about it, it's not about the wonderful, exciting things they'll do, because most people know it's not going to be so long, so exciting, but the sense of tremendous security, a steady income, insurances for everything that could happen, a safe place. The whole fantasy of a person is to be able to build a makom menucha. That's really, I worked so hard all my life, I did the right things, I've insured myself. It's built in. Everything is that sense of menucha. That's a sheker in our nefesh. We need to be oike that, because it's edler than the exciting things we think about. But down deep, it's a distortion, and it doesn't allow for real menucha. Real menucha sa nefesh is os tisanegal Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two major inyanim that give us that. One is Torah, a person sits down and he, wherever he is, and whatever he is, and so on, if that's his ikar, if a person feels his sense of after basa nachnucha, I'm back to my Gemara, I'm back to my Chumash, I'm back to, this is it. And obviously a person does it both in times of difficulty and times of harchava. Even when a person is harchava, he senses that, you know, this is the only thing that will stay for me forever and ever, is my understanding of what's right and what's wrong, and what Shabbos is, and what Mazik is, and what Kedushin is, and all of these in Yanim, this is me. It will give the person, and even if his menucha is tested by a kofzal of rugza, but he still has that menucha. And Shabbos is also supposed to be that. Person needs the hair in Shabbos, the sense that, you know, the bubble of Olam Hazeh is just a bubble, and the person has come home. This is my Makir Menucha, and the Midah of Yaakov is Beli Mitzarim. It's not. It's the Midah of Yaakov, not only as expressed through Shabbos, but even Klali. It's of all the Midas, the expression of Avas Hashem and the expression of Yiras Hashem, and those expressions, it's we can be mechanech our children, we can set examples, and it's limited. But the menucha, that the sense of I have arrived, this is where I have arrived, and this is my menucha, that's something that seeps in. Yaakov of Yenuchabai. And all of Avodah, Nuchs Avon Adava, it's clear that it's a repeat of Ki'ilu, the Midas of Avram, the Midas of Yitzchak, incorporated in Yaakov. I don't have time to go into it, but the Avon Adava is Avram's Midah. It's the Menucha contains all the other Midas, but Menuchadik. It's just like the expression of the yogal and the irani, the expression of kirva to a wife once you're married, includes in it all the elements that were there before, all the ava and so on that was there before, but in a menuchadik way. This is it. This is where we are. This is us. It's a very, very different type of dimension for all the other things. The midah, the final midah that gives a frame of reference for all other midahs is this midah of menucha. And we find it. If a person learns, and the worst, if we to ask ourselves, what is the most important midah necessary to sit and learn, the answer would be menucha, which we can start by taking away the things that are the rugzas. If a person sits with a phone ready to ring, if a person makes himself available while he's learning, so he's starting without menucha nefesh. It's hard enough when you have a nuchsa nefesh and things come at you, whether you like it or not. It's hard enough. But if a person sits down and it's not libo sholem and is already attached to 1,000 wires because to jump, then it's not. Then he'll never have a nucha because his attitude is not like that. At least if we set ourselves down and say, now that I'm learning, nothing exists but Abai and Rava, and I'm kol kulin besaj Abai Rava, I become a Yeshiva Holim. And once a week we have Shabbos. One of the pagamim, here sometimes people are showing mitzvahs and so on. Shabbos by Shalshudas, it's already kind of all about what are you going to do Motzei Shabbos. Forget about the halacha part of it. There are ways around it. That's not. But, I mean, Shabbos, nothing exists but Shabbos. If I can't, everything else, a person does need to do something to relax, a person needs something to get away, that's fine. But why Shabbos is preparing for that? That's a preparation for Shabbos. A person needs he has trochim, he has to eat, he has to drink, he needs certain emotional satisfactions, he needs certain relaxations, fine, those are all good. But we're preparing for Shabbos. This is it. Shabbos is where the boat comes to dock. Lo sed lover, there's no Motzei Shabbos, it's only Shabbos. And if Shabbos only chatimsa to go to Motzei Shabbos, then you're in for a very, very uncomfortable Shabbos. Shabbos is meant to be where we find ourselves, where we find menucha. And if we zeicha to menucha sanefesh, and we zeicha both in Shabbos and both in Torah, then everything else we have is final. It's permanent. It's nachlo b'li mitzarim. And even if there is a koftel of rugza, but the shalva and the menucha of Olam Haba accompanies the whole way. Shabbos.